My stories about the donkey show need no background music, man. Although
well,
I think
for you were there. It's all playing in your head right now. It's fucking donkey circus.
It's all coming back to me, dude. You know what's crazy is when
jizz,
we
arcs of jizz just everywhere. Donkey dick.
When we walked up to the front, first of all, that was a hell of a night, man. Just in general. All right, we arrive in Nuevo, and
you get robbed right off the bat.
No,
just
I was
a little.
I was with someone who had totally done this a million times. He spoke
nice.
Fluent Spanish, and he had enough money to bribe the police and the soldiers and all that shit. But he'd been to Boys Town, which is this little fortified shit show where they whore out little girl. It's awful.
Brothels.
Brothels and such. But he's like, you know, as far as like just the mind-bending shit that you're going to see, this can be really good fodder for your writing. So I'm going to take you down there. I didn't realize where we were going. This is my sixth day in Texas as a Texas resident. Now, I should have known. He's like, you know, you're going to need to get fucked up for where we're going. But he wasn't a weed smoker. He wasn't a weed
smoker.
Maybe
he thought he'd seen a donkey show before.
No, he knew I hadn't. That's the point. Anyway, so we stop at a Chevron or Texaco or whatever. I really don't remember. Pretty sure it was a Chevron. Might have been a Texaco. It's irrelevant. The point is, he comes out. This is like halfway to San Antonio.
Yeah.
He comes out with a six-pack of Heineken. And like throughout the journey, he's pounding beers. I'm like, why are you getting... Dude, this is bad. I feel really uncomfortable. Let me drive. He's like, I'm saving three for you. You're going to need to have a buzz on to see what we're about to see. And I'm like, where the fuck is this dude taking me? I realize where we're going when I see billboards say you're approaching Mexico, and it has a picture of a handgun and a sign around it, like, you know, with like a bar, like a no smoking sign, that circle with the line through it. So like, no handguns. I'm like, holy shit, he's taking me to Mexico. I'm whiter than Wonder Bread. I don't speak a lick of Spanish, and this dude's taking me to Mexico. Okay, cool. So we get there. We go through the streets. It's literally
I'm
like
listening. I have to do a real quick text, but I'm listening.
You're bullshit with that.
Come on, come on, come on.
No, you fucked up the flow of my story.
I fucked you up. I'm sorry. The story, you know the words. Just continue.
So we get to Nuevo. This is at the height of the Bush administration's, you know, whatever's going on. War on this, the border, blah, blah, blah. So on and so forth. Whatever. I know that was very academic. Anyway, so we get to Boys Town. And immediately, these Mexican dudes, he's driving, Gabe has like a 4Runner, a Toyota 4Runner. We park the car, and these Mexican dudes start walking up to us. He's like, watch, this dude's going to want to watch the car for money. So
yeah,
sure. Okay, so sure enough, he watches the car for money. So we got these big, big, big old Mexican dudes watching the car for money. It's awesome. Okay. So then this dude, Juan Luis, who I'll never forget. Juan Luis, we spent the night with. This dude looked like a Mexican Jesus Christ. Really nice guy, by and large. He said, fast forward a little bit when we're sitting in his little cement shithole of a dwelling. He's telling me how Vicente Fox and George Bush are friends because they're both farmers. And I'm like, what's this dude talking about? But anyway, rewind. Yeah. And Juan Luis attaches himself to us. And at one point, I'm like, Gabe, what the hell is this dude doing? And he's like, he's bilingual, so he's going to attach himself to us because he thinks he's going to be our tour guide and he's going to make some green.
He's a friend.
So we're gonna let him tag.
Friendly?
Yes.
Okay.
He was the most friendly guy I ever met in my life, man. That was Mexican. Actually, that's an overshot. But he was a very friendly guy. Anyway, apparently he tried multiple times to get across the Rio Grande. At the end of a very fucked up night, I gave him a hug and wished him luck on his fourth try. I think he's probably dead, but anyway, he walks us through the streets. He's our tour guide. Where are you going?
Grab this,
dude. You can't sit still for.
I sat still for a while.
For nothing. Forget it. So then I saw a donkey show. The fucking chick did a fucking banana split with her cooter. She rode the
a very impressive party story.
You should have seen it, dude. Like, the shit flew across the room. I'm not exaggerating at all. I didn't even want to...
You don't know what I pictured when I heard your words.
All right, you want to go?
Amazing banana split-making thing.
No, it wasn't like with her... She didn't, like, make soft-serve ice cream with her fucking cooter, dude.
She did something.
All right, so in preparation... Like, kind of like, you know, like, the in the movies, you have previews of upcoming movies to get you kind of, like, juiced up.
We're going to have to change the subject after this part of the story.
You get you juiced up for the actual feature presentation. So, her version of that was,
where's
like, I'm going to shove a, I'm going to peel a banana. She did it all slow, like on each side.
With her
hands,
not a vagina.
Well, she peeled it with her hands, and then she shoved it up her cooter, and she fucking... flew open her legs real quick while laying on her back.
Shot it out.
And this shit shot out.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was impressive. And then the two Mexican dudes with the straw hats and toothpicks in their mouths chomping on them like badasses hold the donkey on his back, and she rides that shit till they both climax in unison.
Nice. I can see that performance being pretty amazing.
It was.
That's it for the banana split?
That's all. The banana split, maybe I should have given it a different name.
Yeah, like,
name.
She, like, did some... I mean, I've seen elephants paint pictures. So I was like, maybe she got her vagina to make a banana split somehow.
What would you have called it?
A banana, like, shot at banana.
Okay,
a rocket.
That's fucking cumbersome, dude.
I mean, I just thought of it now.
A banana split.
No,
you can't. Banana split sums it up. You'll think on this all night long. You'll be like, I got nothing better.
Oh, okay. I'm done thinking about it, so...
So,
pretty good.
Anyway, later on in the night, I had to pound Coronas in order to get through it.
The trauma
of watching this chick. First of all, she's like 40 years old, and her face looks like a... Shut the fuck up, man. She's perimenopausal, probably. Anyway, her face looks like a fucking beat-up baseball mitt.
Yeah.
And her fucking titties are sagging. I mean, she's gravity's taking over. She's past her prime, but she has a relationship with this donkey.
Or she never had perky tits because she was always dirty, spinning around.
No,
crazy. Slow,
at one point, she had perfect breasts. I can guarantee you. I was there. You weren't. You don't know.
Well, you were there, but you didn't see her whole lifespan.
I felt like I did.
Good. I believe you. I
kind of felt like I did, man. I felt like I seen the whole thing.
We looked through her picture album. We saw her.
Dude,
photos.
I went through the album of her fucking life.
In her heart.
We were connected, just like she was connected to that donkey. And I should also say that I had front row seats. My buddy, my piece of shit buddy that lured me into this ridiculous situation.
That paid off cops.
We haven't even gotten to that part yet.
Dude, this is epic. It's great.
Paid off cops.
This
is my
This
is my sixth day in Texas.
One of the books, the Sean books.
Look at you. You're distracting me.
It's more important.
All right. It's not. It's just not. And where are you going?
Sorry. I thought I had a bug in my mouth, but it was my bitters.
That's stupid. Anyway.
Yesterday I had a bee in my mouth. In my drink, there was a bee in my mouth.
Alright,
so
I get you. You're traumatized.
Like,
you're traumatized. But it's not like my donkey trauma, man. So don't try to take that shit away from me. Let's get back to that
shit. Obviously, it's done a number on
you. So after that, I'm hammered. And keep in mind, I'm not a drinker, really, at this time, anyway. Let's pretend not at all. But especially not at that time. Life hadn't fucked me up that much. Anyway, we're both three sheets to the wind, and Gabe's like, it's like 3 a.m, Juan Luis has given us a tour de force through this fucked up realm of donkey shows and underage girls, like, fucking pouring themselves out. I just wanted to, like, rescue, they're like 14, I wanted to rescue each one of these little kids, you know, because I've worked with kids, man. I wanted to, like, take them all back to the States and, like, fucking rescue them, but I couldn't. Anyway, so that was serious, and I'm not even playing, that fucked with my head. So we get to Juan Luis's...
My grandma ended up all right. She had sex really young and married really young.
That's great, Lana.
Right,
that doesn't make me feel...
I've never seen her harm anybody.
Anyway.
Anyway,
we'll talk. We can talk about your grams in a second. We'll talk about her.
We don't need to get into...
We can talk about her. I thought it was fucked up. But anyway, so we get to Juan Luis's apartment, which is...
Probably fucked up to you.
Which is... a cement box in his bathroom is also a smaller cement box with just like a square hole where
the
you
house,
like dump into this hole.
Pretty primitive.
So we get in there, and Gabe, my buddy Gabe's like, what do you think, man? This looks like a nice little efficiency. What do you think it would go for in the States? I was like, man, this is fucked up. So Gabe's mission is to what? To my chagrin, it's to buy crack. Why? Because he wants to sober up for the ride home.
Is he also getting a place there in the cement hotel?
No. Okay. So we're waiting in Juan Luis's apartment, and there's Federale driving around in shelled out fucking pickup trucks with machine guns. I'm all worried about it, and Juan Luis is like, oh, no. You don't have to worry about them. You know? They're going to shoot me. You bring the greenback. You bring the dollar. They're not going to shoot you. I'm like, yeah, that's not comforting at all. So he goes out to buy the crack for Gabe. We're left with his pretty little girlfriend sitting there in this, like, long, drawn-out beat of silence, man.
He had a girlfriend now in the picture?
Juan Luis, I guess it was his girlfriend or his daughter. Who the fuck knows, man? Ooh, although the way he kissed her, I'm going to say girlfriend.
Now,
because if it was his daughter, it makes him an abuser of epic proportions.
So, do you like this, the beats, or no? Not digging this?
Because dude, I'm trying to tell a story to get it off
so
my...
The beat's not
I
like,
gotta get this shit off my chest.
You're not even noticing
when
you're
listening to
the
background. I'm not, because I'm trying to get through this story.
Right, get through this, man. This is a lot for you. Keep going.
Anyway, so the longer Juan Luis takes, the more nervous I'm getting. And I'm like, what if he doesn't come back with, like, your crack or your money?
Yeah.
Or what if he comes back without it? And right in front of his girlfriend, Juan Luis's girlfriend or daughter, like I said, we don't know.
Yeah.
Gabe says, I will fucking kill that man right here in his apartment. Right here, you will watch me smash this man's head to death against the concrete. At which point, man, I'm tweaking out. I want to get back to the States. Like,
This guy has been wanting to kill somebody for a while. Now he may have an opportunity.
Epically fucked up situation. Juan,
also, he feels
shortly
like
later.
Maybe you're right and he's getting fucked right now. And he's like, yeah, I will kill
him. Well. But I ended up being wrong. Juan Luis comes back, and to escalate things to a more fucked up situation, Gabe is soon smoking crack out of a crack pipe.
Thank
and
God he got his stuff.
And is ready to go. Oh, so then we hit the road. Shit. We approach the Forerunner the same... This is like 8.5 hours later. It's like 4:30 in the morning at this point, okay? The same big old Mexican dudes that approached us when we got there are still leaning against the car. There's all kinds of activity, like gang-related activity going on. Not a scratch on the fucking car.
Okay, good.
Gabe hands them, like, a $20 bill, and they are fucking, like, over the moon about that shit. Like, he just, like, gave them $1 million. So we get in the car, we start to navigate our way home. On the way, there's a lot of traffic, and there's a big, like, at least 10-story building. And there's just a portrait of Vicente Fox on the wall. And Gabe says to me, can you imagine in the States ever seeing something like that? And at the time, I would have said no, because America's a freer country. Today, I would
say
yes.
It's been painful to wait for it, but it's actually starting to inspire me. So keep going.
Now you probably just ruined my momentum. But anyway.
You keep saying that, but go.
There's no much more to go. So we're waiting in a line. The line on the way out is way, way, way longer than the line to get in. Because customs and enforcement or so forth is apparently doing their job. Meanwhile, we're getting stopped by Federale and who I think are Mexican cops. I don't know. Left and right as we sit in traffic. Gabe's paying them off. $1 here, $5 there.
Nice.
This little kid, this cute 12-year-old boy, walks up with like a portrait of the Virgin Mary. He's walking up and down the median, you know, the median, and he's trying to sell this thing. And finally, he says something in Spanish to Gabe, and Gabe gives him $50 for the portrait. And I was like, why the fuck did you give him $50? And Gabe said, he said to me, if I don't come home without selling this, my parents will kill me, essentially. I'll come home dead. So he paid him off big time. And finally, we make it to the border at like 8:30 a.m. in the morning, at which point we're dealing with U.S. personnel who don't accept bribes. And then the ride home is pretty smooth.
All right.
I'm passed out, but Gabe's like all like clenching the steering wheel because he's strung out on crack. It was a fucked up situation.
Crack, man. Sounds awesome.
He really smoked that shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure he got a lot of crack.
It wasn't much.
Mexico, paying extra,
but
having American dollars.
He didn't seem to be disappointed in the quality.
Good.
I did not partake.
I
should have.
After all that. that would mean that he lost. I don't want that. I want a victory for this boys group in Boys Town.
Man, the highlight of the story for me is that the donkey and the chick fucking busted together, man. I just couldn't believe it. It's like this spiritual communion that they had together, you know what I mean? They were in love.
It could just be a well-rehearsed performance.
Oh yeah, that's really what it is, man.
Someone who knows about sex and art and how to entertain.
I don't think it was designed by anybody. There you go, thinking about shit again. It's just that she fucks...
Mexican people, they just spontaneously do awesome shit, bro. I don't understand.
What I'm saying is that this chick had fucked this donkey like 2,600 and 12
she
times.
She knows how to get off on this donkey.
Yeah,
dick.
They had a relationship.
She knows how to make herself come
it was
with the donkey.
Yeah, the donkey and the donkey.
Some
likewise,
girls are good. They can like use their finger and get themselves off within 30 seconds. Like,
she had her hands in the air.
This girl was like,
she just don't care, man. She was, her hands were in the air. I'm telling you, she was like, she was riding.
It doesn't matter if it's real or not,
dude.
Actually, it adds a lot.
I'm telling you right the fuck now. That shit was fucking real.
As far as entertainment goes. Show business, it doesn't matter.
Let's go
but
right
as
now.
As far as the reality...
You don't believe me?
Like,
I bet you we go to that same spot,
like,
same place,
girl,
and that chick is still fucking the shit
like
out
that,
of that donkey
that
to this day. Although,
so
wait, it's 15 years later.
It
I don't
matters
know.
To the person
mind.
Having
maybe
the
she's
orgasm.
Not. I don't
I'll
know.
Tell you that.
She could
if
be
you're
retired
the person
by
having
now.
The orgasm,
what kind
it
of pension plan do you think comes with riding a donkey for 15 years?
I don't know, but what do you think about the people watching someone have an orgasm and the person having an orgasm? Big difference, right?
I didn't have an orgasm.
Difference between the guy having it and the guy being voyeur or whatever and watching.
Actually, to be honest with you, I don't
know
why any of
TV,
us were there, man.
We
I just...
watch stuff on TV and sometimes we think we're there. Our brain
oh, I was
the
there. No, I was having an experience,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it
like,
wasn't like it wasn't
agree,
like
though.
I was like I didn't have a hard on here. I was more like, holy shit, this chick is really fucking that
know.
Donkey.
No reason to make a point. You've heard enough of my points. Turning off the music. Everybody go home.
You made
I'm taking the car back home. No, we're not going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I fucked Disneyland. Really, we're not going?
Not anymore.
Fuck.
We've been doing donkey dicks for like an hour.
I fuck up everything, man. Every time I tell the story about the donkey, shit goes south.
What? Dude, I think this is your best performance of it. Because this shit has come out many times when we've been drunk and hanging out. I'll tell you that. This is the best one. And it gave me ideas and I got inspired towards the end. I was like, oh, I have some ideas now about Mexico.
Well, you are Mexican.
And I am Mexican. Which, can is right in the name.
And
can is right in the name.
I know. So right there it just says can do. And also...
No, I didn't go that far. Yes, you're right.
And also, you were born on May 5th, which is the Cinco de Mayo thing, which I can never really quite get past.
Most people don't even know what that means, but yes.
Well, tell me what
Mexican Day.
Tell me what it means.
Well, people make it sound like it's Independence Day for Mexicans, and that's not
true.
Oh,
I don't give a shit about that. I just think it's funny that it's a Mexican
it's like
holiday
our 4th of July,
and it's your birthday.
But for the brown guys, and it's like, no, there's different shit going on that day.
Why haven't
it has to do more with battles and military shit. So there's the scores were settled.
Are there pinatas
involved? Made. But yeah, we should fucking beat the shit out of pinatas like every weekend just to remember. Sometimes. People win.
Let's have pinatas
and
strippers.
And state get put in their place by the people because they organize and work.
All right, now you're just off on some shit. I don't
what?
Even know.
What do you
want to talk
am?
About?
You
that?
Think I'm Bernie Sanders? Do you think I'm part of that team or the left? Or do you think I'm the team that like?
You know what?
Is against you?
I will give Bernie Sanders two pieces of credit.
Oh,
one,
wow.
I guarantee you, he's seen a donkey show in his life. That's
okay,
one.
Yeah.
Two.
I just appreciate one, like, that I agree that that's true right off the bat. Like, oh yeah, good point, actually.
Pat on the back,
yeah,
give him some cred. And two, at least that absolute horrific domestic terrorist piece of shit who I think should hang from a bridge he's been consistent about his horribleness all his life.
Oh, God. But that's why he sucks, because he's been
no, he
in the
sucks
swamp
for way bigger
for
reasons
so
than that.
Long.
But he's been consistent
like,
about his criminality the whole time,
anything.
And people are just still fawning over him. Like, oh my God, I feel the burn.
Every president you ever thought
I just
want to
fucking
Bernie
be
was
like,
in the
you people are
doing
dumb
fucking
as fucking
nothing.
A load of that donkey cum.
No, every fucking horrible thing that happened every year. Bernie was back there being a little creature, a congressman.
Yeah, he might as well have fucking hooves. He's so evil. But that's hardly the point, man.
And these guys that are spineless and just hang around and they're in that, I'm just like, fuck all of them. If they haven't done anything revolutionary by now, they're not your friend. They are going to go with them every time and not with you. And by
but
them,
he talks like a Jew and he has an accent, man. You know? So okay. I'm supposed to. As a half-Jew, I'm supposed to relate to
him,
man.
Just for putting some more extreme socialist ideas in certain people's heads and making them a little bit more different.
He looks like a mad scientist, man.
I know. And he made, like, some Occupy Wall Street type
things. Oh, you know what? I actually...
he made some people
who
were on the edge of becoming a little bit more, like,
anarchist. Look, that dude couldn't make a fucking bowel movement happen without his Metamucil.
Think about the people, though. The average
Joe. He's, like, 200. He was probably around when they were debating the Constitution between, like, what was it, 1785?
Oh,
great word. It has tit in it. Titillated.
Yeah, like, that... Bernie did.
Now I'm just thinking about boobs, dude.
Amongst the regular guys, and I don't think you think about the regular dude enough as if he is an ally waiting to be.
You don't think I think about regular people?
No, I don't think you think about it enough.
You don't think I do? Well, look who you're talking to. You've known me for 15. Are you fucking? Is this a fucking joke right now?
You don't have faith in the common man that you don't know.
Oh well, Lionel, that's because I'm realistic. You're just. You just are hopeful. I just know that people are rotten to the core.
So far,
listen.
Now you're unrealistic. You went
Here's
so
the
far
deal.
Realistic.
Here's the metaphor. You know what? The donkey show, actually, it's like divine intervention coming down from the stars. Mm-hmm. The fucking donkey show is the perfect metaphor for people.
Look, okay, here's... No, I'll
people
I'll
are rotten.
This really
people
quick.
Are rotten. No,
this
you,
whole
you
neighborhood, our zip code, like, okay. You have already lost faith in them, and I actually think there's like an army here
no,
that we could use.
I talked to Stella the other day. I think she's beautiful people. I think Sandy's beautiful people.
All right. Well, my bad.
I
read
don't think,
you wrong.
I just think that people act in their self-interest. Look.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Well, thank
They're
you.
Also
then.
Very manipulable.
Okay, well...
Manipulatable.
Neither There's one that. Of us should try to say that word right now. That's number one. Yeah, number two is...
They both sound horrible. You're right.
we're just not in the state of mind to be able to pull it off. But...
No, they're both...
Say
prime for change.
Say titillating just one more time.
Titillating?
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're prime for change.
Thank
but
you for that.
The loudest voices keep taking advantage of that.
Do you
prime
have a
for
cigarette?
Change. No.
Do you think Kirk
like,
has a cigarette?
They keep getting corralled
Do you think,
into
moreover,
these dumb things.
I just
and
have
like,
one more question.
I see our zip code is like,
I just have one more question.
Manpower and potential.
I just have one more question.
And look how
Do you
easy.
Think Tatiana will go get cigarettes?
I think that's worth asking. That's
All right,
hilarious.
Can you go do that real quick?
If we could ask it authentically, she might go for us. But if we do it the tad bit the wrong way, she will not.
Well, you're her husband. Can you please
no,
go?
No, I think you're probably the best bet.
I can't stop
Being
laughing
her husband
right now.
And knowing what to work, I think your delivery will be the best.
That's bullshit. That's such a cop-out.
God damn it.
You try.
Give me...
Are you going to text her right now?
Yeah, but for you, not for me.
All right, say it's Sean, for me. Fine.
Sean has a thing.
Just
Dude, I'm
tell her
gonna
I'm
help
really...
you manipulate my wife.
You're... About to right now. That's literally what's
happening. We need cigarettes. We don't know what to do. Do you have any ideas? She has no ideas.
Tatiana, please.
She just shakes her head.
Please, I beg of you. I really do.
Hey. But she's acting like the show is like the Super Bowl, which she likes.
My show is the Super Bowl.
I know. All of our shows are the Super Bowl. Tatiana's no exception. Did you hear us talk
you
about
like my sister
a long time ago when we left you
in fact that it's a known truth that I love you more than like three of my sisters
that's true he loves you more
that
than
actually is actually 100% bona fide truth
when we left we do you remember how considerate you were being we're like we wanted to give you the room and the last thing we said was like do you have a cigarette and then now does that change anything okay. Just checking. She's smiling and laughing, but she's
so
not
that means
us
no.
cigarettes. she thought it was a good trap.
Maybe Kirk has some cigarettes.
He has a CBD thing.
I don't think that he does anymore. I think that he's out of them.
Where down the street is Kirk from my wife. The room smells like cigarettes. I purposely did not check. I was like, I don't even want to know that right now. I don't care. And I just have
we
enough annoying things in my brain.
I do see his window open also. That helps.
Don't see it, dude. Yes, he gets so mad when I close the window. Like, AC's on. It looks like it's so bad, but it's like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
Those CBD cigarettes are actually okay because they're like, they're a little lighter on the lungs.
But are they pure CBD cannabis?
I don't know. I don't give
do
a shit about
that. Do they have any extra addition that you're burning up and inhaling and yada yada?
I don't know. It's tobacco. It's not weed of any kind,
it's tobacco.
Dude. I'm just saying, it's if you're like for someone like me who smokes a cigarette like once every 12 years.
They were only made out of weed that had the THC taken out of it. So you're starting with cannabis, you subtract THC, and you're left with CBD.
Anybody who would pay for that shit is just dumb.
Roll them for you, they're like pre rolls.
So wait, just to back up, Tatiana's not going to the store?
You want to check again?
No.
I gotta piss.
Well, you can if you're gonna piss.
And I gotta get more whiskey. I think I
can. Oh, can you just bring out the bottle? Don't maybe me, dude. He's gone. He's gone. Now I'm just staring at a star. The only fucking star in Austin. Oh, look, there's Mars. Pretty sure that's the copper planet. Freedom. Yeah. Life's rough, man. Soon we're all gonna be fucked donkey style anyway. You gotta ask yourself what the point is. Why be academic? Why pray? Why try? But there's always a reason. Don't tune out yet. This shit ain't over. It's not over till it's actually over. Let me bring out the bottle of what? And water.
Water's not for you. You're gonna die out here.
I've accepted that.
Thank you. I'm gonna die too.
Probably.
Don't fuck it.
We're probably all gonna die shortly.
Shortly.
Oh.
Whose perspective is it short? The Earth? Because Earth thinks really big and deep, long.
I don't fucking know.
But in an average modern day American, life is short. So, a couple of years. Whatever.
What are we gonna do about all this shit, Lionel? Donkey shows aside, and also before all this fucking Great Reset shit and COVID shit, like, really gets out of hand,
we
need to go see the donkey show.
Yes, okay. We need to go to Mexico.
You speak Mexican.
I got family there, so I could easily go and visit, and I could maybe turn my family on to some cool shit, and then come back every year and check on it.
Wow, you're way more optimistic than me. We don't have
that
much time.
Well, these are my inspiration things I got from your story. I was like, yeah, there's that. Maybe I could just live in Mexico or have a Mexican house. See how that revolution
Mexican
pans
houses
out.
Are mainly
While
made
I'm working
out of
on
Adobe,
this
right?
American revolution, which has gone nowhere, I can also go nowhere in the Mexican revolution.
Can you take me with you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Fuck that. I'm not getting on a donkey after the shit I've seen. I've never been. I've heard it's pretty
crazy and modern.
I've heard it's pretty cosmopolitan and
super populated.
Well, 22 million people.
Like,
yeah.
Super. You feel it.
Have you been there?
And you know, if I need to get away from this region, I got
my
other region
over
there.
What region is that? Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
And no matter where we go, we have a plan, a map, a strategy, maybe a flag and a symbol, and that's the best you can do, dude. That's how everybody did it.
You know what's
that's
going
how,
on my flag?
That's how pilgrims did it.
A
that's how
fucking
shamans
donkey.
Did it. That's how Quakers and fucking, who are those other Quaker types that are here?
Amish
are fucking here, along with these other types that Kanye lived with, the Mennonites, and
Anya lives with Mennonites.
Yeah, before we knew her, she still thinks
like she thinks.
What?
She's a socialist, but yet she lived with Mennonites. I want to get into it.
She's a communist for sure. You're right.
And yet she lived
She
lived with freedom-loving people.
It's true.
She lived with chickens.
Remember when you met?
She lived with people who communists would immediately butcher.
She sees the positive in communism.
She's an idiot.
It's in the name, community, so not a bad idea.
Yeah, but anybody who has a double...
You know what? You got suckered into this capitalism. Doesn't give a shit about you. She got suckered into this communism.
Capitalism actually does give a shit about me, because you and I can both forge our own path. You can start your own business.
Yeah, but look what economic system we live in.
You're talking about
a fair system that we're stuck in now.
You're talking about...
trapped in a bad system.
Lionel, you're talking about plutocracy.
Okay?
And you're talking about
capitalism. You and I have to make that, because it doesn't really exist for us right now.
It does for... tell that to the millions of people who have small businesses.
Well, that's something, but they still...
that's not something, that's everything. Yeah, they...
those small businesses...
they feel like they're being fucked because they've been forced to shut down.
Because we need to get rid of the private Federal Reserve and the
economic... you know, I agree with all of that.
Levers that are controlling every fucking political, social thing. I agree
with you on all of that.
Right now.
But you know what? As someone who worked with youth and still cares about their future, I'll be damned if I'm going to sit by and let people like Kanye fucking impose a communist fucking system on them.
And she's trying to defend her belief by acting like, I know better. That's what a lot of people are doing right now.
Well, you know what? You want to know what? The system that she's stomping on behalf of is going to hang her ass from a bridge right next to you and me.
Whatever.
You know I'm right.
All this violence is not necessary. Especially,
I agree, which is
why
Kanye's
like... okay, I can understand if she was like talking about killing people like you right now.
I'm saying all this because I don't want to see shit like that happen to good people. And there's no excuse.
The reason you're saying this is for the same reason that Kanye is kind of toxic and saying retarded shit. You've also been infected by the shit that's coming from
okay,
the corporate
media. Okay, fine. So where do you stand?
So
what does that make you perfect?
I'm not like, no, I just not in the state of wanting to have war on you or Kanye or anything.
I didn't
like
say I was either. What I said, what I'm saying
what
is the
media
same
messages right now.
Look,
like everyone should be killing
I'm
red
going,
and blue should be killing each other right
no,
now.
No, I'm not feeding into that line. I'm looking at history. I'm looking at history. I'm looking at the Bolshevik Revolution. I'm looking at
philosophy and not all the like political theory attached to these things is bad. I can look at left and right and see good things in it.
And the problem with you is you refuse to you feel like you can stand on an island and not take a side, and at some point you're going to have to do that. That's human.
I think like the Federal Reserve, and I think like the World Economic Forum and all these big, I think we should think like them too, and we should make our own thing. And that's why they're fucking us, because like, we're not really a part of their tribe.
I need a cigarette. Are you sure Tatiana's
not going
to go?
They're just letting us like play along with them, and they're duping us. And until we learn how to make our own clubs and do our own shit, they're going to keep making mincemeat out of us, just like they do in universities, just how big brothers pick on little brothers.
Have you ever had a mincemeat pie?
No, it doesn't matter. Like just
it
how
matters,
bullies,
dude. It
just
should.
How bullies run the program. In
I'm not
the
even sure what's actually in that shit, but it's not me.
Do you
me.
Know about bullies running shit on the playground?
Oh, I was never bullied, so I don't know.
Fuck you, lucky bastard. Okay, well, let me tell you.
I just had a big brother. That's all.
Brute
otherwise, I would have been.
Strength seems to win over intelligence, or like,
duh,
are
Lionel,
you making
I've
better grades than the guy next
telling
to
you? This
don't
shit.
Make you look like a piece of shit in front of everybody.
I've
you want to kill yourself.
I've been telling you that shit about force respects force for years, and
okay,
I feel
okay.
like you've been bucking at me, and now you're like, yeah, that's true.
Well,
what just happened?
Let me tell you something. I don't think that's 100% true.
Oh, of course. All right,
but
now we're back to
winning out in history. It's, Might is Right has always been like a very...
Might's not
convincing fucking argument, and it seems to win out most of the time.
All right,
but that
so here's
doesn't
the deal.
Mean hold on.
Might's
doesn't
not
mean that
right.
We can't have like a renaissance of intelligence and wise people who say, hey, guess what? We've thought our way out of this bully syndrome, and now the bullies do this or all that. Alright,
so let's work towards
the smart
that.
Smart people won.
Let's work towards that.
So then
so
now we don't have to be
whole,
very strong to control things.
Okay.
We just be
so first of all, in theory, I think you're working about 100,000 years evolutionarily speaking ahead of where we are now.
Well, we've
but
had this before, I think. I think in the world, I agree with you. We were more in line.
I agree with you based on Graham Hancock's, you know,
we're
like fingerprints of the gods.
Our options for president. These are our leaders.
You guys have that book, right?
Yeah, totally.
Just based on have you ever read his newsletter, Forbidden Archaeology?
No. But right. I've looked lots of that stuff.
All right.
Are you hearing my point about global leaders and I'm agreeing.
What I'm trying to come back to is the idea that might is right.
Yeah.
Is flawed, but it happens to be the prevailing rule of the day.
Maybe it's true.
And it's
going
to be really hard to break away from that.
Knowledge is also a form of mightiness. Can we agree on that?
100%.
Yeah, okay. Because some guys don't have to fight because they'll just think a way out.
Well, what do you think our ruling elite is doing?
Yeah. Or sometimes a smart guy can control a brute guy and get him to just work for him. It happens all the time.
It's
like
pretty much the system we live under, dude.
But hold on. Here's a replacement.
It all comes back to the donkey show, if you think about it.
No. To take you another level from the donkey show is like, here's another retarded thing. Okay, we're talking about strength. We're talking about people having wisdom and being wise and how, like, those are both forms of mightiness. But what about the guy that just has a bunch of money? And he's like, hey, do this for me, brute guy. Don't beat me up. Go beat up these guys for me, and I'll just keep giving you this green paper. And that's the thing we have to reckon with, too, because that's happening as well. It's like, oh, this economy. My speaker keeps saying, play music or turn me off.
I know, it's annoying. So,
yeah. So what is it that you wanted to go and change the subject and go somewhere?
No, I didn't want to change. I don't even remember.
Like, go get burgers, cigarettes.
I wanted cigarettes, but I'm too drunk to drive. So
I could drive.
No, you cannot, Lionel.
You're not
going
to let me, so that's fine.
I don't have to worry about it. Honestly, I'll let you. No. But if you think your wife is going to let you out the door with keys in your hand, you're not even going to be able to get out that side gate.
We already asked her for cigarettes like we were retarded.
Are you sure she won't do it?
Now I'm going to just, like, drive? No, she won't. It was annoying that we were that drunk and desperate at this time.
She didn't find it kind of cute and, like, appealing?
She laughed a little bit, but I could tell it wasn't good. It wasn't good for us. It wasn't a good look for us.
Okay.
It's okay, though.
No, I really want a cigarette.
Kirk's not here. He can say, hey, before you come home, sweetie, bring me a little pack of sweeties.
Why don't you text him?
You text.
You have a better relationship with him. You're his friend. I'm just his roommate.
Oh, shit. Dude. I don't want to get on that subject.
It's not bad, it just happens to be true.
Yeah.
We don't know each other as well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Let's see if Dane has anything new.
I don't want to listen to fucking Dane Wiggin, I will fucking hang myself right now. Right from the trellis.
Okay, well then.
Take off my belt and do myself in. It'll be an ugly, ugly end to a really weird Friday night.
He doesn't have anything new anyway.
Good. Yeah, I don't know how his kids put up with him. That dude must be on drugs.
And he had some good ones.
Fuck, he's doing drugs all the time.
No Agenda's been pretty good, too. They actually got their little
Have you texted Kirk about the cigarette
yet? They got some bannings. I was like, I didn't think they were going to
fuck with
him.
Can you please just text him about the cigarette?
No Agenda got fucked with.
Tell him I'll pay him $10.
The past month, there's been an absolute purge on YouTube and Twitter and... pulling down accounts.
I know.
Oh, and I was just about to watch.
Dorsey had to appear in front of Congress to try to explain himself. That was a ridiculous charade. Sad.
You can walk. You want
to
walk?
I don't want to walk. I'm too drunk to even do that. Dude, I'll be lucky if I make it to the house. Right across the garden here. I'm serious. I might need to drink some water, but first I'm going to have some more whiskey. I'm just going to have some more whiskey first. Whiskey's got water in it, if you think about it.
Small percentage. But it's also dehydrating you with the rest of the stuff that's in it, so...
Yeah, whatever.
Nah, it's really making a difference.
It's nothing compared to what the fucking...
Just whiskey is dehydrating you.
What Klaus from the Schwab? World Economic... Klaus Schwab... Who's just dying to get rid of the rest of his Jews.
Oh, thanks for bringing it back home.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for saying Schwab.
Fucking Klaus.
That's what we need to be talking about.
Klaus, we're sorry we can't waste a good crisis. We're going to hang all the Jews.
My name is Klaus. So many plans aligning right now, but it's all coincidence.
Klaus.
The coincidence theorists must
be
going crazy.
Hey, remember American Dad? That was a funny show. Wasn't the little German fishy named Klaus?
He was.
Son of a bitch.
Klaus.
I don't know why that
was so important to me, or why I got so excited about it. Did you text Kirk yet?
I had a couple. No, I think it's here. I heard the plan.
God damn it, you wasted time. If you had texted even a minute earlier. Kirk, is that you? He's not going to answer. Kirk!
Yep. Unless somebody just parked on
the street. The votes have yet to be counted, says the BBC.
No, this is,
let's see how
recent this is.
What does that stand for? British Broadcast Channel or something else more dirty?
Big Black Cock.
Today's
November 6th. Oh shit, I got a crack. Yeah, today's the 6th.
And this is from today. Good.
Yeah.
This has what's her whoozle on it. You know, Helen?
She's so anti-Semitic, dude. I feel like she hates me.
She's made disclaimers, and so is what's his.
Every time I watch them, they are like, the Jews. So I don't really feel all the love.
Where they hit that hard, so I'm sure you've come across them.
They're like, Jews! And I'm like, oh, these people hate me.
Well, they're very involved. But it's not all of your people. It's not the entire tribe, and they've explained that. It's like
I don't feel like they have.
And just like the elite of this country are doing a bunch of nefarious, corrupt things too. They're double crosses. They sold us out a long time ago.
Yeah, Lionel, I'm going to go ahead and say they hate Jews. And, but I still...
No, they have Jewish friends.
Those are self-hate.
They all have Jewish friends.
Two things. One, those are self-hating Jews like fucking Chuck Schumer. That fucking shyster.
Harry Fox, he might be Jewish just by looking at his swollen nose and ears.
That is so racist, I can't believe you're saying
it. It's called phrenology.
No, it's called racism. It's called, oh my god, I can't even believe you're saying this shit. I forgot my second point. My second point was, despite their anti-Semitism, I subscribed to her channel.
Okay, good.
Bitch didn't even have the common courtesy to subscribe back.
Fucking cunt. Determines things.
What?
How far do you think color and skin determines how people are?
I don't know. Why don't you ask, what is that dude's name that Hitler employed? Goebbels? What did it say?
Back then things are a little bit more tight, and now they're so mixed up. It's like mud.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, just we have computers and shit.
And then people are trying to keep these purity ideas alive. You're like, dude, you guys ruined that purity thing, except for maybe some of the blue blood sex.
Is Kirk home with cigarettes
yet?
They're inbreeding. They're just fucking coming all over Donkey Kong.
Most of the world. Most of the world has fucking diversified the
donkey dick everywhere.
Cum has gone everywhere.
Oh, they're just fucking...
Just fuck the rainbow,
they just fucking splooed. Everywhere.
Dude, our neighbors are hearing fuck the rainbow. Thank God. It's 2020. They need that.
It's 2020. It's 2020. People, we can say anything we want. It's intersectionality, man. I'm talking about a chick fucking a donkey. They have a right to love each other.
Build back better.
Build back better. Hell yeah. Go check on the cigarette situation, please.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
All right. So then do it. So? Open the door and just ask.
There was a poster that had a sample Democratic ballot filled out that they posted right outside of voting place, and then they tried to post that saying, "Oh well, it was more than 10 feet away from the actual voting."
Fucking Helen.
The people waiting in line to get in, and that
she loves the Jews.
A sample ballot filled
in and all of their
views. I'm sorry, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it is? It's ridiculous.
Relatively recently,
it was just like non-stop
Trump signs. Now, admittedly, I didn't drive through the cities. I didn't go to Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, but everywhere else, it's just like... I mean, once in a while, you'll see a little Biden sign. Or they'll try to get like a really big Biden sign, and then it's like surrounded.
Wait.
Pass for you.
You're
such a coward.
But not that bad, though. I'm not like...
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine. They're
Do you think Kirk would go to the store first?
That's
probably the most important question. God damn it, we have
first. Just have to make, like, the ad suits. I thought that would be a quick way to start talking
Nevada,
about it.
Which,
can you just
Nevada
ask?
Is ridiculous. I mean, they were so fraudulent during the primaries.
He's right there. I see him.
Saw,
there's his face.
In Iowa, as many people probably remember,
let me go get
people that we remember.
Please, Lyle. Come on now.
Just
do it. Don't be afraid.
It's kind of rude.
It's not rude.
And
all right, it's rude.
Basically,
and
completely destroying the result, stealing the primary from Bernie.
Be not afraid.
Did they say anything cool while I was gone?
I don't remember. I was focused on the cigarette thing, the only thing I'm thinking about now. I don't know, because we can't get it. That's why.
Do you have any money?
I have plenty of money. It's just
all... Do you have it here? Cash?
No.
Okay, do Venmo?
I can do Venmo.
You can?
Yeah, I can do Cash App.
And so that's
I'm not. No, fuck Jason.
He might have cash out. I do Venmo with him.
Alright, fine, I'll download.
So
no,
like,
I don't know. No, I want a cigarette more than that.
Alright, I'll tell Jason to bring weed and cigarettes.
Damn it.
He will actually drive.
No, and it'll be like 20 hours till Jason gets here, and then he'll stay for like 2,000 minutes.
I'll say, I have 30 minutes. Could you bring weed over?
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. One Jew to another, reaching out to his tribe.
In preparation, there's the gate that was constructed around the White House. Is it?
Wait. I want to hear what she's saying.
I don't want
to
kill her.
I think it depends on where you are. I mean, yeah.
See, I didn't kill her.
Wait, I don't have Venmo. Does he cash
at?
I would have to I would have to download Venmo.
Kind of becoming a self-fulfilling
prophecy. I'm
too drunk to do that. Because yeah, you're literally seeing all the media hyping up this. Oh, they're boarding up the shops. Oh, they're busing people to here and here and here.
Oh, they're busing people. That, you know what that means for the Jews?
It's like
right off the bat, buses, trains, it's all bad.
They're not this monolithic thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, but we're all going to be on the train together.
Oh, shut up. See, you think you're all monolithic.
No, I just think they don't discriminate, dude. What are you talking about? You're going to be on the train with me.
Okay, well then it's not a Jew thing then.
No, it's because you have you have an independent thought. I just think the Jews are the easiest targets. Fuck Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, but
I don't know why I had to throw that
in. Target situation where they get targeted and die. Which Jews is it? Is it the elite?
No, it's pretty much all of us lowly Jews. Even as mongrel children who are half Jews.
Yeah. Okay.
I sprang forth from my mother's womb a Jew, so I'll be on the train with the fucking
blue blood.
Acid showers, but I don't have any gold or silver fillings they can yank out of my face, so that's good. But I'm sure they'll find some unique ways to torture me.
In New York right now, I'm not.
I'll spit in their face as they do.
I think that's more of a precautionary thing because of what happened in terms of the riots and smashing windows and everything. But I think that along the East Coast, like the most of the converging is on Washington. That's where they've declared they're going to occupy things indefinitely and camp out there and basically cause a big mess. So that might take the pressure off some of the other coastal cities, just because you know if they're over in Washington, they're not here. And
I also saw that just going back to the kind of.
Are you gonna like split this with me?
You can buy a small amount. I don't have to split with you, but I do a tiny bit.
What to do when
you can have more of the whiskey.
This is getting complicated now. I don't know. Is it too late to pull out?
Yeah, we can totally pull out if you want to.
Alright, abandon. Abort. I don't feel like doing math right now.
Yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They really want.
I'll just wait for my boy Harris.
So that they can then justify.
Because why? What's your official reason for pissing out here?
Because Harris is way simpler to deal with and more straightforward, and I don't
have Cash App. How simple do you want it?
I don't know. Harris and I just give to each other. Harris and I just give to each other. It's not like
money.
It's not like about money.
Do you have paper money?
I have Cash App.
I
have Cash App.
Okay.
What I'm
cash
saying
app.
Is Harris
has
is and Harris is gonna
why
come. Harris
app?
Is gonna come through, and it's not even about like.
Well, we were gonna solve this cigarette smoking problem. We could just roll that. Maybe we'll tell him to stop the store and buy us tobacco, and I'll roll a split with weed and tobacco.
I might be dead.
Then we get cigarettes. I told him you're pissing out. He's like, okay.
What an asshole.
He's That's what I was saying.
But you wouldn't split it with me. That's what got me.
Split it with you, I guess. You want to split a fucking 20 and a 10? Kidding yourself. Share a grand.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. Let's see. Will you come over for a fucking grand?
Yes.
No, he won't. $10 says he won't. No, no. I retract that bet. He's a Jew like me. He'll do it. God, I should know better by now. And he's a full-blooded Jew, so of course he'll do it. He may weigh the gas prices against what we're spending and decide not to.
But you also want him to come faster.
Wait, how far, how many miles is he away from here? Calculate that times the cost of gasoline right now and the stop at the store. If there's any net loss whatsoever, any respectable Jew is going to bow out of this situation. Entirely. Done, son. What's up, puppy?
Yeah,
it's like a little dog.
It is a purely vestigial role at this point. You're not actually making any policy. And just seeing the protest, the early protest by, like, national security people, how dare he try to make foreign policy during the Ukraine thing, during the impeachment scandal. It was, he's trying to make...
So does she support Donald Trump, or the left-right paradigm, or is she on the outside?
So, I mean, and if anyone's made it through the last period, which is still believes that...
Never mind.
She support what
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Is that Mars? That's Mars, right?
You keep saying that. Yeah, that's what people say. I was like, I thought that was the North Star. And they'd be like, no, it's Mars,
no,
dummy.
That's the North Star. That. Okay. Right there. See where
Mars,
I'm pointing?
It looks brighter, though.
Mars is copper. Brighter? It's copper.
Copper? I don't see that. Yeah,
let him. Look right here.
I see the bright fucking star. Copper? Or are you looking at the one that's barely visible? Oh, okay.
Okay, here's the first line.
Yeah, you think that's... And then where's the North Star?
The North Star is right there.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was this one. What's this big-ass bright guy?
That's part of the Little Dipper.
In terms of being like the
Jesus Christ, are you fucking kidding me right now? Did you not ever take a fucking science class in life, an astronomy class?
The Senate would actually be able to
fucking graduate from high school
and
to take
Earth
science,
then they would be able to override Trump's veto.
Anyway.
Although they would need
never mind. I know what I'm looking at. That's Mars right there. It's red. It's fucking red. Mars is red.
But still, if they got Trump out and they had tripartite control, then they'd be really looking at a serious problem. It's like, as much as again, I'm not a supporter of the Republican. But in some way, a gridlock is actually can be a good thing because if both parties appear evil, then you don't want either of them to be able to get anything done because then that like at least protects the American people against further incursions on their rights. Both parties are just like going home for okay, how many rights can we take?
Actually, it takes like six deserts where I'm going to go. Six stars by myself.
And I mean, there's some talk now about like scrapping the Constitution because it's a racist document.
Wait, did she just say the Constitution's a racist?
She's making fun of people. She's being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, good.
Because other people have been
saying anything. I was about to call her a hoe.
I don't necessarily think Biden would go for that, but again, the president is a vestigial organ on the body of democracy right now. I would say the case is just on life support and nearing death, but just my opinion living here and everything.
And is this what it's come down from you, for you, from your perspective, then? Is it choosing between
seven
lesser
stars
evil.
In the Big Dipper.
Yeah, I mean, it's choosing between that. Lesser evil. And the question is,
like
okay, so
one, two, three,
after,
four, five, six,
I mean, I've been eligible to vote since
I want to listen to Helen of Destroy.
Here, look at
the anti-Semite.
Don't forget to look at
several elections now.
I know what
she hates and genocides.
And every time it's okay, vote for the lesser evil. You have to vote for the lesser evil. If you don't, you're not doing your civic duty.
She's cute.
She's kind of cute.
She has a she does she has a face
weird features.
She has a face that looks like it was drug on the ground for a while. Like she has a horse face.
Her parents went through shit. Her ancestors.
She went. She clearly went through some genetic shit. Shit. There's some shit that happened.
Oh,
there,
shit. He said he's coming over.
Oh, fuck! What do I
hold on, let me see.
I'm
so
like,
that's where all of these years of voting for lesser evils have gotten us. And so I think that if people don't start, like,
is this a
no
deal if he doesn't have cigarettes?
Who actually
basically,
cigarettes.
Yes, basically
I mean,
is.
I can think of, there are two that have much better policies than Trump and Biden.
And so I think people need to start considering these alternatives, because otherwise you're going to just get more and more of this, and it's going to keep going downhill.
But Helen, is the system is the system intrinsically geared towards a two-party majority always? Like, is there room for a third party within the system itself?
This is what I said. Also, yeah, do you have cigarettes for extra credit and to help a hurting Jew? LOL.
Well, that he'll respond to.
His answer was on my way.
The kind of stability and the kind of support nationwide that they need to actually get in there. But there is a thing that if a third party gets a certain amount of votes in the national election,
he doesn't have time to make a stop.
Okay. All right. I don't even know that I no, fuck it. The deal's off. Fuck it. No, he's not here. That's impossible. Possible.
Or he almost did.
That's remember, because we live in a neighborhood of like 23,000 people.
Was excoriated and attacked from all sides for stealing the vote from the extremely charismatic and winning personality of Al Gore. I mean, no,
fuck
sorry.
It.
Fuck that was another race where it seemed like the Democrats were throwing it. It's like they didn't want to win. It was Bush's turn. We had to have the war on terror and all that crap. So Gore basically threw the race.
This is dumb.
Texting. You do that. You call.
Not call on the speakerphone though.
We're done. Done, son.